Thursday, April 25th. Here's a little taste of what's coming up on the mayor's office.
Why are these announcers being so loud? Why does everybody think the whole world sent in April?
And they came back from break, and what did you say? What did you say?
Yeah, the Mad Dog. Because I'm like, oh, come on, Mad Dog. You can't call anybody out about, you know, being too over the top. The guy's made his living on being over the top. That's why he's the Mad Dog, Chris Russo. And I'm in love with this good life.
Chase, I'm looking right now. We were just talking before it came on. Look at those red seats in your whip, bro. First of all, who's driving a car? Tell us who's driving. There
Jake,
he is.
What's Jake's up? Driving. Jake's driving. I said, up, Jake. Podcast? I said, Jake, you need to drive. I got to do the podcast with you.
Jake hits a ball.
We're heading to
feet, by the way.
He does. We're heading to Cincinnati right now. We're to, you know, he's getting Tommy John tomorrow. So we're meeting up with Kremchek this morning, and then Dr. Kremchek, and then we're heading to the Reds game today too, dude. Reds Phillies 1:10 start. Let's go.
Awesome. Jake, how you feeling, man? Yeah. You ready for this? You ready to go through this? Push it through?
Yeah, I'm ready. Nice. Yeah, it'll be all good. It'll work out, honestly. So. Yeah, man.
Excellent.
There you go. Keeping proper perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stay positive.
Is that a Cincinnati Reds car, or you just got the
Hey, Chinch, I must admit, I always like to splurge on, like, I always have just one nice, a car that I like to drive. I always say, my intention is not to keep up with the Joneses. My intention is, I just like driving a good car. Like, it feels, I got an Audi Q8, dude, and the Q8, when you get the Q8S, it's like a turbo engine. They give you the red seats, bro, the maroon seats or whatever. These things are like you get the high-end seats for like an extra $20,000.
There you go, dude. You've come a long way since you weren't let into the Reds facilities. Was that a Camry? What was that? You were cranking.
Dude, I was scarred for life when I tried to get into the Reds players lot my rookie year with a Honda Accord, two-door Honda Accord with a dent in the front. They wouldn't let me in the freaking lot. It's like, I gotta get a better car. They just look like a big leaguer. You know,
I love it. Hey, it was super quick. This is another milestone on the mayor's office today. You know why? This is the first time in my life, born and bred Yankees fan. First time in my life, I'm wearing a Mets hat.
Ooh, what does it feel like? Because I know Jess works for the Mets. Does it feel a little weird in your soul?
You know what, man? working in sports, you start rooting for like your TV shows, and you start rooting for. Right. The games to end on time so you can go home, you know it, at MLB Network.
Right, right.
So you do kind of separate yourself from the fandom. Am I a Yankees fan? Of course, but I'm also a Mets fan now. Dude, these are the City Connect hats, dude. Let me show you this real quick. See that right there?
Dude, that's sweet. Yeah, that's awesome. Dude,
stop ruining the bit, man. So that is a Queensboro Bridge right there, I believe. Pinstripes on both shirts and pants are made up of circle and diamonds, okay, representing New York City's local and express subway lines. The letters NYC across the front of the jerseys pay tribute to the entire city, not just Queens. The sleeve patch, which you can see if you look at it. Dude, it's a sub token. It's so brilliant what they did. The front of the hat, right here, that's what I said. It's a cross section of the steelwork of the Queensboro Bridge. Inside the hat, dude, watch. Look at this. You see that in there?
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
Those colors. Hold on. I don't want to mess this up. It's an artistic interpretation of the New York City subway map, dude. Look at that.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool.
It is.
That's really cool. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, very cool stuff.
Good, dude. Are you making money? It sounds like you're promoting these things like to the girls.
No, we're not. Jess
say you had to do it?
No, she did not. But I do have an ulterior motive. I think so. They're going to wear these on Saturdays, every Saturday, I believe, for the entire
season. Really? For the whole year?
Yeah, other than Daryl Strawberry Day. You want people wearing whatever they want on those days, right? Right. Daryl Strawberry Day is the only one they're not going to do it. But no, I am shilling a little bit because, dude, maybe 1 week we get these jerseys. We get the jerseys and we wear them on a show. But I, who would you want on the back of your jersey if I tell Jess?
Ah, man, give me Pete Alonso.
Nice.
Right, if we're doing the Mets or Carlos Mendoza, I need Alonso or Mendoza.
Do they make manager jerseys? Is there a Carlos Mendoza?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Dude, what are you nuts? Of course they do.
Okay, we'll
get Mendoza's not going to wear his regular Mets jersey while the other ones are wearing the City Connect.
That's true. Dude, I'm going to get a – I'll go Edwin Diaz, dude, because my niece, dude.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Dude, I got a quick story about Mendy that I just remembered.
Let's go.
So when I got to on days you didn't play when you're in the big leagues, you just, you know, or you're on the DL, you're just wearing your pullover. It kind of feels good to wear a pullover instead of a jersey. So when I was back in the dugout last year with the Yankees, I was wearing just my pullover because that's what I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not playing. So I'll wear a pullover, I'll wear my sweatshirt or whatever, it felt good to wear that with your pants. And Mendoza would always wear his jersey. And I kind of bust his chops initially. I'm like, Mendy, how come you wear your jersey every night, dude? And he looked at me one day, he goes, Case, he goes, I never made the big leagues as a player. And I sit, and when I got here as a manager, when I got here as a coach, I always said that I would never take for granted the big league uniform. And if I was ever in a big league dugout, I would always wear the uniform to honor how hard it is to be here. And I just thought that was so cool. And I believe if you watch Mendy manage, he still wears his uniform top because he has just so much respect for the uniform because of how hard it is to get to the big leagues.
That just gave me goosebumps a little bit, dude. That is awesome.
Isn't that cool, dude? Isn't that cool? That's why I'm almost positive he never doesn't wear his uniform top.
Wow. That's crazy. Who else wore Leland? Leland wore his uniform. Leland went full uni with spikes and stuff, right?
You kidding me? Spikes, full uni spikes, couple heaters like the back in the old days. I don't care. Was that, you know, who else did that? Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa started that, I think, with the spikes and stuff. And then
really,
next thing you know, Leland's wearing spikes. I'm like, Skip, you're going to go out and pitch run today or something? What are you doing?
That's so good. Hey, speaking of the Mets, and I'm going to segue to this, dude, and I think it's a more general conversation because I saw you on MLB Central, or no, what was it? MLB Now with Brian Kenny yesterday. Absolutely crushing Chris Russo, understandably so, because he's like, why are these announcers being so loud? Why does everybody think the whole world's ending in April? And they came back from break, and what did you say?
Yeah, the Mad Dog. Because I'm like, oh, come on, Mad Dog. You can't call anybody out about, you know, being too over the top. That guy's made his living on being over the top. That's why he's the Mad Dog Vince, Chris Russo.
That's why he makes like $7 million a year. And enjoy it. Jeez. Now, but so to that point, it's a perfect segue. Francisco Lindor, boos. They did a good thing with the Mets where they had the home crowd start cheering him. Like, they talked about, like, cheer him on. He's going to be great. Judge got booed. Oh my God. Judge is getting booed. We talked about it on the show the other day. Guess what? Last night, Judge bomb. Lindor, two bombs. Over the past week, two nights ago, Judge Oppo down the third baseline, double for a big RBI. Lindor's been hitting the ball the other way. Can we stop booing our stars in April?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, listen, man, when you come out the gate slow for any player, you know, it's just your numbers are magnified. There's not enough numbers that you don't have a base under you. So, you know, it is funny when you see Judge getting booed because you're like, this guy's the greatest player on the planet. You know what I mean? So, and I said too, pretty soon he's going to hit a homer opposite field and get super hot. I can't wait to see what he does in the next few weeks. I feel like he's about to catch fire. And for Lindor, you know, to get four hits yesterday, two bombs, that's just a good sign for the Mets overall.
Absolutely. All right, let's stick with teams that you've actually played for or have an affinity with. I'm thinking Paul Skeens, man. First of all, the guy throws 190 miles per hour. Second of all, he's dating Libby Dunn. Right, Jake? Yeah. You know, Jake, do you know who Libby Dunn is?
Yeah, actually, I do know who Libby Dunn is. Everyone knows who Libby Dunn is.
They're saying they're going to be like the next Taylor Swift and,
exactly.
And Travis Kelce.
Yeah, exactly. So first run of the year, Paul Skeens gave up last night in the minor leagues, dude. But guess what, dude? 14 and a third scoreless innings to start the campaign. He's throwing a ball 100.
It's so tired, dude. Well, dude, they're trying to start his clock later is what they're doing. They don't want to pay him. They're doing this whole BS where, 40 pitches, 50 pitches. Paul Skeens was throwing 130 pitches at LSU, punching tickets, doing this. And I'm convinced more now than ever. You only have so many – if you throw that hard and with that much force, you only have so many bullets in that arm. Why are we wasting them in the minor leagues making up this story that, we want to get them 50 pitches? No, dude, get them up there. You're trying to win – you take Paul Skeens first overall because you're trying to win ball games at the big league level. Or what are you trying to just have them develop? Develop who? There's certain guys don't need to be developed. Paul Skeens – he's the pitch at the big league level. His stuff plays, nasty slider. Stop with the we're trying to get him innings. It's just it really is to the fans, to the fans of the Pirates and Major League Baseball. It's really like, all right, come on, stop with the craziness here.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. There's no further thing to say. Bring him up.
And even he's frustrated, dude. Have you seen articles on him? He's like, I'm very frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated that I could only go. That was the first time he went into the fifth inning.
Right.
They went four and thirds. They got him on such a pitch count. And the thing that's crazy, too, is like you baby these players, then they come up to the big leagues and you want them to just get going because you need to win. And you're like, well, you've been babying these guys. Like, how are you supposed to, like the guys like a Francisco Alvarez, right? Is that the catcher for the Mets?
Yes.
When they're young, he can't catch 3 days in a row. So he comes at the big leagues and you got a guy like Buck Showalter wants to play him every day. And he's like, well, I never catch 3 days in a row. Well, this is the big league, dude. Like,
that's what he was taught.
So you're setting these guys up for failure in the minors by like all these pitch counts and all these days off. It's like, stop it. Big leaguers. I mean, if you're a baseball player, you're a grinder. That's what I think, man. I can tell it bothers me, but it does. It bothers me.
And hey, man, I think if you're going to blow out, you're going to blow out. Whether it's just let the guys play. Like the biggest thing I always remember as a young athlete is they say, if you play afraid of getting hurt, you're going to get hurt. Right.
Get hurt. Right.
Right. Right. You know, like, I don't want to turn too quick. And then what happens? It's not a natural motion. Let the athletes be athletes, bring them up, fire it off.
Yeah. It's like Mike Trout the other day, dude, obviously, he's been hurt the last couple of years, but he goes, He played more spring training this year than ever. He wanted to play more, right? He was out there getting three at-bats a game. He wanted to take the road trips because he wanted to get his body baseball ready. There's something about getting your body, your hamstrings, your quads, everything baseball ready so that you don't get hurt early on, that your body's ready to go. But the other day he went into the wall, boom, into the wall to make a play, got rattled a little bit, but, was totally fine. But that's what I mean. Are you going to tell Mike Trout, hey, don't go to the end of the wall, pull up a little bit. Right. You'd rather just have guys play all out. And if you get hurt, you get hurt, as opposed to like trying to be somebody you're not, you're probably definitely going to get hurt.
Yeah. You can't teach a dog not to chase a rabbit. That's what you guys are built like. That's what professional athletes are built like. Right. And speaking of Trout, by the way, first guy to 10 bombs. We talked about home runs. Who could win the home run title this year? If he stays healthy, Mike Trout might hit 50 or 60 this year. I'm going to say that right now.
He actually might, dude. He looks so legit right now. Wow. Yeah.
And he can. All right. One more team of the Sean Casey era, the Cincinnati Reds, win another series, bro. They got Ellie De La Cruz going nuts all over the baseball field. But I'm going to read off their schedule, right, for the next month.
Right.
This is their schedule. Rangers, Padres, Orioles, D-backs, Giants, Dodgers, and then, oh, here's your relaxing, in division, Cardinals, Cubs. That's their next 31 days or so, dude. Can they hang?
Well, at the end of the day, if you want to beat the best, you got to beat the best. It's the truth. So, you know, if the Reds want to get to where they want to go, and they're David Bell and the boys are going to be challenged to see how good they really are, you know. And I think they are, man. I actually think they're a really good team because they got great starting pitching. They got one of the best bullpens in the game, dude. So if you have that, and then you got a guy that's really turning into a superstar player. We all knew it, but you know, it's one thing to know it, it's another thing to do it. You know, watching Ellie De La Cruz play, and you could see as he plays every day, Chinchy, you could see his confidence just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, and Christian Encarnacion Strand, I love that guy. He's getting going. He's going to get hot. Spencer Steer, you know, up and down that lineup, man, they're pretty loaded. And it's a fun team to watch. Like I said, we're going to watch them today against the Phillies, which I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys in person.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so real quick, right now the Reds are a game and a half behind the Brewers. The Cubs are a half game behind the Brewers, okay? Reds have played 24 games. I'm going to read this off super quick again and then ask you a question. They're going to face the Rangers, Padres, Orioles, D-backs, Giants, Dodgers, and then Cardinals and Cubs. At the end of this entire circle of events, currently they're 1.5 games out. Where are you safe with them being after that stretch?
I think they'll probably be right around there. I think they'll be right around where they are. I think this is a good team, bro. I really do. And I think when good teams match up against other good teams, you know, their chances of beating them are right there. So I really believe, I don't think this team's a fluke. Like I said, I think Nick Kroll, the GM, did a great job getting Frankie Montas, you know, in that rotation to go with Hunter Green. Nick Lodolo, dude, filthy. You seen his stuff, lefty? Yes.
Ridiculous.
Absolute filthy, dude. So he's back. He missed a couple starts at the beginning. You know, Abbott, you know, has pitched well. So, like I said, the back end of that bullpen too, you know, Cruz and Diaz and these guys, they got some, they have some good pitchers. So I'm liking them.
There we go.
And also, hey, did you see, speaking of the Central, did you see a Bellinger got hurt
right up,
went into the wall, fractured her rib. Yeah,
what a bummer.
That's gonna be a big hit for them. But they called up my man Pete Crow Armstrong. I like that kid.
Yeah, no, they're
young, young prospect. Yeah, but that's a big hit for them, for the Cubs. I think Bellinger just makes that offense a lot tougher to navigate with his power.
Yeah, 5 bombs already this year, and he was just starting to get hot.
Yeah,
he was just getting settled. Right. And then, good point. I think it was JP Morosi this morning made a good point. He talked to, like, I don't know if it was a manager of the Cubs or somebody and they just basically told the kid who's coming up, hey, play great defense, run the bases well. Play good defense, run the bases well. If you never get a hit while you're doing this right now in this stretch, don't worry about it. And I love that. I love that because I think it'll relax as a hitter and hopefully has a couple big pops.
It takes the pressure off, dude.
Right?
Takes the pressure off. And, dude, how about this? He was last year when he came up to the big leagues. You know, he was there for like a couple weeks at the end, and he went 0-14. Oh. So he still doesn't have his first big league hit yet.
Oh, wow. He's going to get it. He's going to get it. Watch. He's going to do some good things. I love that. Like,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
When you're down and out, you know, when you're bummed out as a team, like when some guy comes up and just gives you that little – a little lighter light, it brings the whole team together. I like it. I'm rooting for the guy.
Yeah, little spark. It makes me think of my man Mark Budzinski, who I love like a brother, like first base coach for the Blue Jays. Matter of fact, we got to get him on here soon.
Let's do it.
But just, he came up to the big leagues in 2003 with the Reds, which is incredible. We played Bud and I played together in the big leagues too, college and big leagues, minors. And he went 0-7, dude. Never got a hit in the big, and still bothers him to this day. So, like, when I saw Pete Carrasco over 14, obviously he's like 23, 22, a big prospect. He's going to get a hit, but like, it makes me think of Bud because I want to be. I always tell Bud, you played in the big leagues, dude. You hit, and dude, this is who he faced. butt faced Kevin Brown, Joe Nathan, and Jake Peavy when Peavy was with the Padres.
Dude. That's ridiculous.
Those are the freaking guys you face. I'm like, bud, you face Kevin Brown, Joe Nathan, and Jake Peavy in their prime. And his last at bat, Bud chopped the ball over Phil Nevin's head, who was playing first base for the Padres. Nevin hasn't made a play like this ever in his dreams or ever again. Dude, it's a chopper over his head, Chich, and Bud could fly. One of the fastest dudes I've ever seen in my life. Nevin, over the shoulder, jump throw, gets Bud. And I think if they had replay, he'd have been safe.
Oh, but man.
They called him out. Yeah, but it was like this play of Nevin's life. So incredible. So
unbelievable. Oh, boy. All right.
Still played the big leagues, Bud. He still played the big leagues, Bud.
Yeah, I hear that. All right. Get after it today. Get after it tomorrow. Jake, we're all praying for you. We love you. You're going to kill it, man.
Thanks, gents. Thanks.
Love you, buddy. Nice.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So, everybody out there, send up the prayers to Jake. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe it's a good thing. So
nice.
Thanks for the love. All right, Chinchy. Love you, man. Everyone out there, thanks for listening. Bam, we'll see you guys. See you next week.
Oh, wait. Oh, real quick, super quick. No, see you tomorrow. Programming note. Fridays for the next couple of weeks, a lot of you new listeners and watchers of the show, we have a lot of good interviews that I don't think a lot of people have seen yet.
We have incredible ones. Incredible.
Why don't we drop Judgy? Let's drop Judgy tomorrow.
Right? Oh, yeah. Drop Judgy tomorrow. That's too good.
All right, everybody. So you're going to get a Flashback Friday with Aaron Judge. He does not do interviews like this, only for Sean Casey, the mayor of the country. Sports. All right. Love you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Right,
good luck with you.
Love you too, brother. Catch you.